Hey guys, today's show is brought to you by Stitcher. Stitcher Smart Radio, on-demand news, talk, and more for your mobile phone or pad. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content by delivering personalized audio streams on demand right to your smartphone. How Did I Get Here is on Stitcher along with 5,000 other shows. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, or the various pads. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone or pad. Find it at your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you guys today, a special show. My guests today are T-Bird and The Breaks. Tim and Cody came by tonight to talk about their new album, which is out now, Harmonism. Today, January 27th, 2015, T-Bird and The Breaks' new album, Harmonism, is out. They have an in-store on Thursday, January 29th at Waterloo Records in Austin, Texas, and they're doing release shows on Friday, January 30th and January 31st. January 30th is at Continental Club in Austin, and Saturday, January 31st is at Empire Control Room in Austin as well. And then they're heading out on tour February 6th for a whole month of the Midwest and the West Coast. Go to tbirdandthebreaks.com and find out what's going on with them. Look, I've known these guys for a long time, I guess pretty much since they've been a band. We all used to play at Momo's together. We did shows together. You know, we opened for each other. Fantastic, fantastic band. And they've made great leaps, man, as a band, writing, you know, better and better songs and just becoming a better and better band and really becoming a more focused band. And this album, Harmonism, really reflects the focus that they've got right now. And, you know, listen, do yourselves a favor, go see this band, man. They've got horns, backup singers, a great band, an amazing frontman in Tim, and we just had a great conversation. I didn't really, you know, I haven't really like sat down and shot the shit with those guys very much, but I did tonight, and it was fantastic. I'm really glad that they took the time. I know this is really busy. Their record's out today, so they took the time to come by tonight, meaning the night before Monday night, the show comes out, to sit down and talk to me. And so I really enjoyed that. We will get to our conversation with them. And their touring and the way their band works and how they make music and their new amazing album, Harmonism, which is available, let me say it again, today. Go to iTunes, get it right now while you're listening to this. Or go to Waterloo and pick it up on Thursday. That's what I'll be there. All right, we'll talk to them in just a second. Let me tell you what's going on with me. I'm a little frantic today. I've had a lot of caffeine. And that's because let me go back. Friday and Saturday, played out of town with Skyrocket. We played in Houston Friday, went to Lake Charles, Louisiana Saturday, okay? Saturday, while we were hanging out backstage, Corey, the bass player, was telling me about this guy that writes a song every day for a month to get himself going, and I said, oh, we should do that starting tomorrow. So I'm in the middle of this song a day thing until February 25th. I wrote a song yesterday when I got home from Louisiana. I wrote half a song this morning and then wrote a different song this afternoon. I'm going to finish that other half a song tomorrow, and that'll be tomorrow's song. Anyway, I'm writing a song every day. I did three podcast interviews today, so I'm a little bit frantic. It's crazy. Let me tell you another thing I discovered about myself. In Lake Charles, we played on Saturday night, we played a costume party, like a pre-Mardi Gras costume party where people had tables and they dressed in themes. There was all kinds of themes. There was all kinds of costumes. But I'm noticing something about myself. The more we play these costume balls, I get really like excited around costume people. Like, yeah, like I get turned on by costume chicks. Like, even if they're wearing like pink hair and they look like, you know, they're maybe not a Where's Waldo chick, but you know, maybe some other ones. But I was getting into it. It's starting to, I don't know if it freaks me out. I don't know how far I would take this sort of thing if I would ask someone to dress in costume because it turns me on. Maybe it's the whole room and just the energy that people have, you know, with the whole room and then we're playing and they're dancing and they're not really themselves, so they get to let go. And it, ooh, it makes me crazy. I'm not even in costume and I'm like all excited, you know, with the energy maybe. Gets me, maybe it gets me sexually aroused. All right, let's find out what's going on. Hey, what do you guys have a fetish? Is that a thing? Is a costume thing a fetish? Write me. I'm at Johnny Gowdy at Twitter. I mean, at Johnny Gowdy on Twitter. Okay. Yeah. So then I came back and wrote a song, wrote all these songs today, doing all this stuff. I'm actually playing Wednesday at Wero's at 6 p.m. I'll be doing the a live broadcast there with the Blue Bonnets. So if you want to come out and see that, it's outside in their courtyard area. They do a live broadcast on, I think, KDRP. Yeah, come out and check that out. The Blue Bonnets will be playing after me at 7. I'll be on at 6, and I'll be interviewed, and I'll be playing. So look forward to that in my life. That's what I do. And I'm going to stay with my dogs tomorrow for a few days, so that's exciting. And I'll still be writing songs every day. I'm over-caffeinated, aren't I? I'm going to stop talking now. We're going to talk to T-Bird and the Breaks about their incredible new album, Harmonism, their tour they've got coming up. They've got a record release Thursday, January 29th, Rock at Waterloo Records at 5 p.m. And then, of course, Friday, January 30th at the Continental Club in Austin. Saturday, January 31st at Empire Control Room in Austin. And then they are heading out for a month-long tour of the Midwest and the West Coast. So go to tbirdandthebreaks.com to find out how you can buy Harmonism and also when they're coming to a town near you. All right? Let's talk to T-Bird and the Breaks. Let's get down.
Yeah, Dancehall Freakin'.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one's great too, man.
Thanks.
It's all really, it's fucking awesome. And it's the Harmonism. I was thinking this while I was writing songs. I was like, you know what? I want to catch a positive vibe like is on that album.
Thanks, man.
That's some point in my life.
That's what we were going for.
That feels good to hear you say that, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad people will pick up on that.
We're trying
hard to put it out there.
Yeah. And so it'll be out by the time this comes out. You can wake up and listen to this podcast and immediately.
I'm planning on it.
Can you? No. I didn't mean you. I'm messing with you. It'll be available online tomorrow and everything.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So wow, are you? I mean, how long have you guys been working on this record?
I mean, it's been over a year. When did the EP come out? That was It's been over a year that we've been recording this album, and it feels like it's been finished for, you know, at least half a year, and we kind of wanted to do more of a focused release than we ever have before, in the same way that, I don't know, hopefully the album feels more focused
It feels completely focused. I think that's one of the things that's so hard to do.
Yeah.
With a record is to achieve a focus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it totally has a feeling like mm-hmm. the overall album has it. That's a tough thing to do.
It's hard. We don't work with producers or, you know, everything is in house. Do it yourself. So it's really hard to
have perspective
and then just put something out.
What do you mean? Where do you record?
We recorded at EAR.
Oh, okay.
James Stevens. Mm-hmm. But
you guys produce it yourself.
Yeah. Guitar player Sammy is a really good engineer.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We just, the three of us and Andy, so I guess the four of us.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, we mixed it, we produced it, we played everything. Mastering, we sent out for mastering, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But everything else. So it's really good to hear you say that it's focused.
Yeah. I mean, was there an intention? I mean, you said I read some of this stuff. And you were talking about how Harmonism was a way that you could describe your music.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure all musicians, you know, kind of have frustration with, you know, people like, well, tell me what your music is like, and you're like, well, it's kind of like
but
this.
Only funk bands can make up words.
Really? Maybe. I don't.
I've heard some weird hippie bluegrass band names.
I guess so.
Genres.
Yeah.
But there's some, I mean, there's like a long history of funk people just inventing their own words.
Yeah,
and you know what they mean when you hear them, too.
Yeah, because it sounds like what you think it would be. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's cool, man. I'm glad that you're picking up on that.
So let me ask you this, because your sound has really, it's grown, and it's to me, like, sonically, it's gotten dirtier, which I like a lot.
I'm into that, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed it. I felt like with that Dancehall Freakin' EP, it took a little bit of a little dingier.
Yeah, yeah. That one, I think, had a little bit more of an edge than some of the other stuff. Like, we kind of broke it down to, like, five of us and just kind of got in, got out, kind of quick and dirty, like, more guitar riffs. And,
right.
You know what I mean?
Less, when you say the five of you, like, the you...
Well,
drums, bass,
right? Me,
keyboards,
drum, bass, keys,
guitar,
and guitar, yeah.
So and then the backup singers, you just bring them in later.
Yeah, was there
not on this album, but for Dancehall Freakin'. That's how we did Dancehall Freakin'.
Yeah, who sang on that?
Yeah, because you guys have had a host well known,
right,
ladies singing in your band.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've been lucky.
Who all has been in there? Emily, hello.
Emily, hello.
Wasn't
Kelly
Jazz Mills in it?
Sasha Ortiz, Stephanie Hunt,
Kelly Galvin.
Oh yeah, Sasha Ortiz was in it for a while.
Yeah.
I remember, that's when we did shows together.
Yeah,
Mom's.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's back in the day, man. That was a blast. And let's see, Kate Priestley, she sings a lot on the new record
with KP and the Boom Boom.
Mm-hmm. And right now we have, let's see, Kate Priestley is going to do these release shows with us. We have Hannah Klonderis and Tricky Jones and Carly Walker. And
that's it.
Is that
four.
It?
Yeah, I think
that's
four.
Four.
We've got four for the release show.
Yeah, it'll be 10 piece this weekend at Continental Club and Empire.
How are you doing that? I noticed that there are two dates back to back.
Yeah. I mean,
that's intense, man.
Yeah. It is intense.
Same servicing
city.
Different crowds, you know?
I get that. I get that.
Because there's not a lot of crossover. I mean, there will be some for sure, but we play shows in South Austin to the people who used to come see us at Momo's.
Right.
But there's a ton of people. I mean, this town grows so fast that there's like so many people who just found out about us in the last like 6 months or a year. By playing over on Red River or playing on the east side or something. So
where have you guys been playing since Mo was closed? Because I feel like I lost touch.
Right. Mohawk, some. Yeah. Where else?
We did a lot of stuff at Holy Mountain and Beauty
Holy
Bar.
Holy Mountain and Beauty Bar.
Yeah. Beauty Bar's gone.
Empire's,
since that's been around, that's been pretty good to
I
us.
Like that place.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good vibe. I like what they do with the visuals on the walls and stuff.
Yeah.
The lights.
Mostly Mississippi and Louisiana.
Yeah, mostly. We've been mostly in Mississippi
and
Louisiana.
Well, yeah, because you guys are about to embark on this Midwest and West Coast tour, like a whole long month of it after these release shows in town. Have you done all those places before?
Yeah, we have.
You've been doing them over the last couple of years?
We haven't done Seattle, so I'm excited to get up there.
But
like,
I mean, you're
Denver.
Doing like, aren't you doing like Idaho and stuff?
Yeah, man.
We've actually done Idaho a lot.
It's kind of weird, man. Like, yeah. We play.
Well, they probably need it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah,
you know what I
mean?
That
kind of foots the bill for the
tour. LA show that gives you $50 to play for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You go play some lodge up in Idaho.
Yeah,
and it pays for your
ski
tour.
Ski town, and they're like, all right, yeah, we'll give you rooms and
ski passes.
This bag of money. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I highly recommend Ketchum, Idaho. It's awesome.
Yeah,
so when you guys go out and do that, what's the size of the band? There's the five core guys, then the horns?
It'll be 8-piece on the road. So two ladies, two horns, rhythm section.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, eventually it'd be amazing if we could afford, you know, having four girls, a trumpet player, a dedicated keys player, and a sound guy and all that stuff. We're just not there yet. You know.
No, I mean...
Yeah, that's like 14 people. That's going to be hard. Yeah, but we'll do it.
Well, there's more like two-man bands than ever now.
Yeah.
Which always
economically
makes
a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
It does make a lot of sense, but it's cool. You guys don't play to tracks, do you?
No.
It's all live.
Yeah, you can't...
Yeah.
I don't think it would... That would immediately make you bogus.
Yeah, like I don't think it would translate.
We've experimented with some like samples and stuff in the past, and who knows?
Do you guys ever have a DJ?
No.
No.
Not on stage with us, but we've done a lot of shows where we like team up with a DJ.
That'd be cool. I mean, Afro Freak's a band here in town who incorporates a DJ really well into a live thing, and I'm super into that aspect of what they do. So, I mean, I'd be into it.
We were playing with drum triggers and stuff like that for a little while. It just kind of went away.
Well, yeah, because the second record, Never Get Out of This Funk, we did more loops, so it kind of like we needed to do that live.
Right.
It was more of a hip-hop influence thing.
Yeah, it was.
What do you guys listen to? What's the...
It's all across the board. Lately, our most recent drummer, Brendan Guerre, he's gotten us into Wolfpack.
I've never heard of that.
That's so good.
Really good.
Really?
It's LA studio musicians, as far as I know.
No, they're from like Michigan or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyways, is it pop? I mean, it's like
Steely Dan.
It's like Steely Dan.
That's what I always think. Whenever I think of studio music, I think of Toto and Steely Dan.
They just
nail it in the studio, and it's four dudes playing live. Yeah. No pre-recorded anything. You know, it's just four dudes playing music, mostly instrumental.
Wow.
Really funky stuff. Like my favorite bass player I've heard in 10 years.
Yeah, Joe Dart. He's
incredible.
He's beastly. This chick, Fatima, I've been listening to her.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, really good. And I love the way that across her whole record, I haven't listened to anything except the recent one, Yellow Memories. There's different production across the tracks, but it all fits with what she's doing. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
She's singing, and she definitely comes with some hip hop swagger. And sometimes it's like a big band with like a deep horn section, and then sometimes it's like a loop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
she layers
vocals, and
yeah,
it's beautiful.
So let me say. It's interesting because it seems like you guys have kind of shed. Do you say when someone says, "Hey, what do you play?" Do you say, "We play funk"?
Most of the time,
harmonism, obviously, but like,
yeah,
just because
it's a place to
start.
It's
a word that people understand,
right?
And they know
it seems to me that you guys, when you started out, were a lot more traditional.
Totally, yeah. The first album is pretty strictly throwback, and. You know, us playing at a place like the Continental is like embracing that old school. You know what I mean?
Because we're
still completely into that. But
I like where you took it. There's other people even here like Black Joe.
Yeah,
is very extremely traditional. You know,
right.
and what's that? Roxy Roca is really traditional.
Very traditional, yeah.
You know, right down to the suits and everything.
And they all do it really well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But I like that you guys have taken it and really kind of over the years. Turned it into T-Bird and the Breaks, you know what I mean?
I feel like that's a natural thing, that. I think. If you're going to be around, you know, the Stones did that. Everybody starts off
like blues tradition.
Just
and then
covering
all of a sudden,
their inspiration, you know?
And then
now we're finally at a place where I feel like we're just us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, that was a lot of, like, kind of picking what goes on this record and what doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How long has the core... band been together? Like when you guys started out, were you there, Cody? And you were there, Tim?
Yeah.
And then who else? Completely different people?
Sammy P
was
okay
on drums for a certain amount of time, and he's on guitar now. And then Johnny, you remember Johnny Allison from
he was
with the band for quite a while, until a year or two ago, basically the dance hall freaking time. And besides that, it's been kind of a the revolving cast of characters.
Yeah, people coming in and out.
A lot of great people. I mean,
it's awesome to be able to get to work with so many different people, and it changes your style. It changes what you do every time somebody comes in.
Guys,
it changes the
when
dynamic.
When you guys bring someone in, they come in and they're in the band.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go like, "Hey, now you're gonna have to do this." They go like, "Hey, this is what I bring to the table," and you're like, "All right." And you guys kind of adapt to it.
There's a certain amount of
of
contribution.
Sure,
both.
But there's also, because it's such a big band and, you know, there's a high demand of, like, we've got to learn a lot of material really fast type stuff. So it is very structured. Our rehearsals are very structured, and it's like, this is the part, this is what you do. If you want to bring something to it, cool, like, bring it up and we'll talk about it and listen to it. But if you're not going to do that, this is what is, like, the default, kind of, you know? Like, this is what we want from you.
Yeah.
But feel free to bring up stuff, you know.
Yeah.
We've been real lucky with the people we've had in the band. So, like, it's always, and it's gotten us in trouble you know, once or twice, but like it's always kind of a family vibe. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
I can, yeah. And yeah. then if someone has to go, it can get a little weird.
Oh, it's hard. Right. That's always
right. But I mean, I think just in the type of, you know, with this type of record and the type of music that we want to play, with an emphasis on like, hey, let's all get together. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It you can kind of. You could tell if like we're on stage and we're faking it, you know, like with each other on stage.
Yeah,
so like
us
being able to like have fun on stage, I think.
Yeah, hopefully I always comes thought across. That when I see you guys at Mumbo's. I'm not gonna be here for the shows this weekend, but I'm gonna go to the thing on Thursday at Waterloo.
Oh yeah, awesome. Cool. Yeah, that'd be great, man. That'd be great to see you there.
I don't know how we're gonna fit on that little stage, man.
Yeah, oh, that's yeah. what I was just wondering.
I don't know.
Are you using the full weekend band, the release band?
It'll be 9 of us at least on Thursday.
Yeah,
we've never done the in-store, so that'll be fun.
So this is good, man. This is even right down to the artwork, to me, looks like the album sounds. I haven't seen that's all awesome. Of the artwork, just appreciate the album it. Cover. That's that yeah. that comes with it. It's really
we did that. You know what I mean?
You did that?
Yeah, and the videos too. It's like
I love the the video for Harmonism. Where's that? Is it all the karaoke people?
It's like Highball.
Yeah, we did it at Highball.
A lot of friends.
Yeah.
Greyhounds are up in there.
Yeah.
And then Sideshow Tragedy.
Sideshow, yeah.
So it's just like kind of how we do everything. It's like, all right, well, let's just do it ourselves and like and involve people that we like, you know what I mean? And yeah.
Did you just edit it in like
Final Cut?
That's,
and a little bit of After Effects and Photoshop.
And so who did the artwork? You guys did it?
Yeah, we did the artwork. Like,
did you do it freehand or?
No, like I traced most of that stuff. Like,
we just got a little tracing board off Amazon.
Yeah,
and, like,
we took pictures,
printed them out.
Like for that Justine video,
thousands of
we had like storyboards and we'd be like, all right, we're going to need a shot of me, like, in this pose or whatever. And then we take the shots, and then I'd kind of trace them and flavor them up a little bit. And
color them.
Yeah, and we'd put them in the computer, and Cody would animate them and stuff like that.
Oh, that's killer, man.
Yeah,
it was crazy. That was the craziest thing I've ever done on a computer.
Yeah, and if somebody had said, like, this is, you know you're going to have to do all this stuff, like, they probably would have talked us out of it. People try and talk us out of, like, a lot of stuff, and we're just like, well, we've never done this before, so I think we can do it, right?
And there's probably a much faster way to do everything. We don't really ask for anybody's, like, help, so we also have to learn as we go. So we make a lot of mistakes along the way. But we come out with something totally different because of that.
I think you totally do. I mean, I wouldn't, if I were you, I wouldn't stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because I really like.
I think we have to keep doing it that way.
Are you guys working with John Reedy? He's your manager?
He's managing us now.
That's
been
awesome,
great.
Man. What a great guy, that guy.
Yeah. That's part of the kind of holding on to the record until it was ready to put out too is we started working with him basically a year ago in January. And he said, you know, let me hear the record. If I think it's good and I think I can put together a team, then I'll work with y'all. And he heard the record, he liked it, and that's what he's done. He's put together like a killer team of PR, booking, you know, like radio people, just, you know, people that can help us get a leg up where we haven't in the past, you know what I mean?
Well, I feel like I can't think of a better time to you know.
That's how it feels to me, too.
Yeah. Everything seems to be
coming together. I'm glad that we didn't do it too early.
Right. Sometimes a band needs a little time to sort of, like, find their thing. And you guys really, like, hit your, like, you're in a stride. You know what I want to see is that show at the end of the tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you guys are
going to
be fucking shit
hot
when you come back. Man. Yeah, it's going to be, like, unstoppable.
Yeah, you got to hear our new drummer, man. That guy's incredible.
Who's that guy?
His name's Brandon Guerra. He went to school in San Marcos, jazz guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just incredible, man.
And then, the band's super tight right now.
How's your voice hold up okay?
It holds up good, man. I mean, holds up better, I guess, the less I smoke, but like I also try and keep like my lungs in shape, like I run most days.
Yeah. Me too.
And
it's hard to shake your ass and fucking sing.
Yeah, it's
hard.
It is, man. It's
especially
when like, you know, you're 15 days out and it's like it's like I've learned that you gotta eat right and like
you gotta sleep.
You gotta
stay good monitor mixes.
Parties.
Yeah,
everyone gets to go too.
And we all have fun on the road too. So you know, you get carried away, and then And then, yeah, once your voice gets away from you.
Next two nights are off.
Oh, no. But yeah, I mean, it can, you know how it is. I mean,
yeah.
So I embrace a certain amount of rasp, you could say. So I don't worry about it too much. But
yeah,
you want to be able to perform it and give your best for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Tim?
I'm originally from Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've been here since like 2006. You're from Miami, right?
I was born in Miami, yeah.
Born in Miami. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. And then, by way, Houston?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
What are you, reading my Wikipedia?
Yeah. Straight up, man. And tell me about that funk band you had. What was that called?
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Let's hear it.
We did not achieve the musical greatness that your band has, even in the beginning.
Oh, man. I'm sure that's not true.
No, it's totally true. It wasn't. Oh, man. There was one guy that was really good. Actually, that's not true. There was like a couple guys that were really good in that band. I was not that great.
You were playing guitar?
Nope. I was just singing.
Yeah. Frontman.
Nice. I was like in my underwear, and I would play like bongos and shit. It was terrible.
When's your next show?
Getting Parliament Funkadelic on it.
Wednesday. Whatever is tomorrow, then.
I haven't seen you since Momo's, man. I would really
me neither.
Dig that.
Well, yeah, man. All right. Well, let's keep this about you. So you're from Massachusetts.
From Western Mass, yeah, like an hour and a half west of Boston, and moved here in 2006, like for the music.
But what did
I mean?
You? What was like? You were born and raised there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a band in high school or something?
I mean, a little bit.
When did you get exposed to being a musician, or when did you see that that was a viable? Or at least pretend viable.
Yeah. Viable.
Yeah, right. Let's see. After high school, I just, you know, I guess me and Sam had a rock and roll band for a while in Mass, but it wasn't really going anywhere in my life. Wasn't
what
really.
Kind of rock and roll?
I like blues influence. Okay. Kind of. I mean, you could say, you know, of
Guns N' Roses,
the Stones, or like, you know, kind of like probably. We were listening to the same records like the Black Keys were listening to when they made their first couple records.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
Like,
yeah.
Very like of a, almost like blues snobs with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. But yeah, so just kind of shit kicking rock and roll. But it wasn't, nothing was really happening for me up there, and I needed to make a change anyways, move somewhere else. And
what made you choose Austin?
Well, I took a trip all around the country, and, you know, Austin was just like, I don't know, just felt like somebody, like, with their arms wide open, you know, just like, you know, come on through. Like,
you heard Twine Time, like, right when you rolled into town?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I heard, like, Twine Time.
That's what did it, man.
And then I was, like, walking down the street, and, like, I heard some cool music, and I was like, oh, man, like, let me sing one with y'all. And they're like, all right, come on, sing with us. And I was just like, wow, man, this is, you know, and all the pretty girls and like in the good weather. I mean, I was just like blown away by how much music was a part of daily life in Austin. You know, it wasn't like
it can
that
be,
where I was from.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great to me.
And so how did you guys meet?
Craigslist.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. I was playing in like a bluegrass band playing upright bass, which I'm terrible at upright bass. And the guitar player in that band was auditioning, playing drums for Tim, and that's how I came along.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pretty much quit that band like a week later.
So it just fell in pretty easy. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, West Texas.
How's that? Leveland.
Yeah, I went to school out there. Yeah. Everybody went to school out there.
Yeah.
It was awesome, man. I didn't graduate. I just like went out there and smoked a bunch of weed and took lessons. You know, I learned a lot, but... And then I moved to Denver for 2 years, and then I moved here.
What? Why Denver?
I was working in the mountains. I was reading a lot of Jack Kerouac, and I felt like
I needed to go.
So I was like building trails in the mountains and stuff for 2 years. It was awesome, man. It was like the best job I've ever had.
Yeah, that's kind of what... That's my next move.
Yeah, I think that's like my retirement plan.
Yeah.
You're going to dig trails?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I'll just be like a park ranger or something.
Oh, man.
Does it pay well at all?
No. It pays terrible. But who cares? You don't really need any money.
I don't care.
You don't need any money to do that, to live that life, you know? You just like play music and eat bologna sandwiches and hang out in the mountains all day. It's awesome.
I could get into that pretty easily.
Plus, you could just smoke all the weed you want. And
now you can. I mean, we did back.
It was
illegal back then, but it didn't really stop us. But now it's just like, it's easy.
Yeah. And so what did you, what did you play bass?
I've always just played bass.
And you played in bands up there?
Not really. I just played with my friends. I played like acoustic guitar, like singer-songwriter type stuff with my friends. And I was listening to a lot of like Bob Dylan and stuff. So I was playing that sort of music, Townes Van Zandt, you know?
Uh-huh. And then you moved here, and what happened? Before the bluegrass band, what did you do?
That's it. I moved here with this girl that was in my program, the company I was working for. We started a bluegrass band like immediately, and that's why we moved here. And that band's still going. It's called Lost Pines.
Oh,
they're good.
Yeah, I know their name.
Yeah, they're good.
Well, I don't dislike bluegrass, but it doesn't really speak to me, and I think it's because it doesn't have a dynamic. It just kind of goes,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got really burned out on it as well. And I still am a big fan of like old like traditional bluegrass music. That's like
Appalachian,
yeah, and music. It's kind of like sad music, even if it's like fast. It's like mostly like sad, and so I got really disheartened with bluegrass music because there was so much
sadness.
I still love, but like the modern bluegrass that I hear like is missing that. It's the authenticity it just doesn't feel authentic to me. So I pretty much quit listening to bluegrass 100%, you know.
Right.
And I've always listened to this kind of music, like rhythm and blues and funk music. My dad played bass my whole life, you know, and I listened to Stevie Wonder when I was 4 years old, you know. I've always been equally into this music, but I didn't have the outlet to play it until I found this band.
Right. It's not a lot of funk bands with stand-up bass in it.
No. Or in general, in Lubbock, Texas. Cool.
Right. Yeah.
There's none.
Well, I bet people... are you guys headlining a lot of these shows that you're doing when you go out on the road?
Especially in places like Bozeman, Montana. we are. I mean,
occasionally we'll get on a bill with somebody else.
Yeah, I wish there was more of that, honestly. Because
we toured with Galactic for a while. That was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we hopefully with this record things will change.
But it'll open some doors.
Get
on that D'Angelo
people.
Tour.
Yeah,
yeah, get that D'Angelo. people are freaking on his new record a lot.
It's so good, man.
Is it?
So
yeah, I'm gonna listen to it.
It's really great.
You'll like it.
I had a problem with that Naked video.
Yeah, everybody. Right.
Yeah, you know, that's...
That was a long time ago, and I still hold it against
him. That's what everybody knows about him. There's that line on the new album where he's, if you're talking about the shape I'm in, hope you're not talking about my abdomen.
Oh, yeah, because he got big, right?
Yeah, he got real fat after that. And he was like, he didn't have a good time after that. I think that whole, like, sex symbol status, like, kind of fucked him up in the head. Because he's a really musical dude, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then all of a sudden he was just like Pretty Boy Johnson.
Right, yeah. Right.
No one wants that.
No.
They need a real...
If you're a real dude, you know. If you're like a real musician, man, that's like nobody's listening to your music. They're just staring at your abs all day.
Right.
That would be disheartening.
Well, you know what? As a person whose abs have kind of lost their shape that they once were and taken on a new sort of like more... Flobbity.
Flobbity is a good word, man.
I would want someone to like me, like mention my abs.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Weren't you the guy with good abs? Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
That was me.
Till I got fat.
That's the next video.
Do you guys, when you go out on the road, are you guys going to make some more videos for the...
We've got one more slated. We'll see what happens.
How do you guys handle like social media and stuff? Like when you go on the road, are you going to be Instagramming and tweeting and like, hey, this is a thing. Look at Tim sleeping.
Yeah, we will to Andy, a certain degree. We make
our
Andy
saxophone
do that.
Player does he's, all the social media.
He's good.
It's good because he's funny. You know what I mean? We have a good time. Yeah. Like it's kind of a party when we all just roll around together. So like he just kind of captures what's going on and it's not too much of a pain in the ass.
Tries to not be too offensive.
That's good. It's also, you know, it's weird because but it's important to do that stuff now.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pain in the ass, but it's somehow.
Yeah, I mean.
Hey, I just ate breakfast. It's like a big deal to people.
Yeah, it is. Weird.
I don't know if I agree with it or not. I mean, personally, I'm not with it, but.
Why is that?
I don't even have a personal Facebook. I'd rather it. I don't know. I guess I'd. You know. I'll see you when I see you. You know what I mean? Like, and that'll be real, and we'll hang out, you know, and we'll talk. And I'm all for keeping in touch with people, but I don't know, maybe I'm not, because I've never been very good at it. So maybe I'm
don't,
not.
Don't you have like two Facebook friends?
Yeah.
You got a secret
I got a Facebook? Secret one so I can mess with the band one. And yeah. then like I end up
I don't
having,
think
like,
we're Facebook friends.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure we're not.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Deuteronomy.
Oh, you just blew it. It's not a secret anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Edit that out.
I don't have time to edit this. Yeah, you want it to come out in time.
It's all good. All
right, man. You got to get a new secret profile.
Your secret is out.
Yeah.
We were going to put his phone number all over the last video, which we should still do.
I'm cool with that. Just like, it'll probably be
different.
Are
you single, Tim?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Wow, lead singer of this band being single. It's going to be an awesome tour, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm very much into being single right now and taking care of myself. Like, you know.
Wearing a condom?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Right, that. Yeah.
No, I understand. You're like taking care of yourself. Like, how old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get to an age where you got to, like, oh, wow, I got to sleep and stuff.
Well, yeah. That type of stuff. And just like, you know, well-being. Like, if I'm not writing songs, I'll be like, why am I not writing songs? And I'll just be like, oh, it's because I feel like shit all the time. And like, why do I feel like shit all the time? It's because I'm not, like, yeah, because I'm not writing songs, but yeah. also just because, like, you know, I'm just, I'm giving away too much of my personal time. I think is what it comes down to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, and that's like a lot of like, I'm not really aiming for like a relationship right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm all about the ladies, but like not like, do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Cody.
Yeah. I know you real well, man.
You got a lady?
Yeah. I've been
a special lady?
Yeah. For about 3 years we lived together.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does she do?
She's a hairstylist.
Oh, cool.
You might know her. Yeah, Lydia Townsend.
I know that name.
She's friends with Lindsay Lipscomb. And
yeah.
Like.
Oh, little, yeah.
Yeah, you know, real short girl.
Yeah.
Black hair.
Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, she's cool. She's great.
Yeah, she does your hair?
Mm-hmm.
What about yours, Tim?
No.
Oh, what?
That's why I
wear
hats,
supercuts?
Man. No. I do.
You cut your own hair?
I cut my own hair and then I wear hats.
You do?
Yeah.
You cut your own hair?
Mm-hmm.
You know Jeff Klein from My Jerusalem? He cuts his own hair.
I don't, no.
I think I know that.
Do you know him?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why, man, I really, like, I remember working at Momo's and like, at certain points being kind of tired of it. But, like, I really miss a club like that that's kind of, like, music and crew first. I haven't seen a replacement for it. There are some good spots, you know, One to One is doing good things on South Lamar, but, like, where...
You guys play there?
No,
we
don't. But like I know some friends from the old Momo's crew that do.
Yeah.
But now I really miss that.
Me
place,
too, man.
You know what I mean? Like just like you could I heard a lot of good music there that I don't think would be all in one spot anywhere else in town right now.
Yeah.
Drew Smith.
Yeah. Like I haven't seen Drew Smith since Momo's.
I know.
You know
that's
mean?
A
like,
huge
that's,
bummer.
Yeah.
I miss Drew Smith so much.
Yeah, he's
done a couple shows.
He's producing now, right? That's like
he did so. The Wheeler Brothers. I think
he's doing
yeah,
some more stuff.
Yeah, he was
stuff,
on my show.
Yeah.
He was on the show.
Yeah.
He told me some stuff I can't remember.
I wanted to listen to it.
Yeah.
That dude's the truth. He's everything he does is great.
You know, the place that gets me is that I mean, I think that the One to One is a great place. I think that Strange Brew's been a great place too, and also the Continental Club is like the best place.
It still is, and it's a standard. It's not going to go anywhere. Like, even as this town gets more and more LA, like Continental Club's not moving, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really don't think that'll ever happen.
And it's great shows there. Like tonight, have you guys seen that? Chi-Chi Money.
Money Chicha. It's all the Grupo and Brown.
Yeah.
I know Greg's in that band.
Saw him a couple weeks ago. It was great, man.
Was it? Nice.
That's Monday. I mean, it's a Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that the gallery or is it
the gallery?
The gallery?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the Continental Club's amazing, but the gallery has this fucking vibe.
It's the best place to spend a weekday, man. Like,
I can't put my finger on it because it's not supposed to sound good at all.
Right.
And nothing, you know what I mean?
I mean, well, it's just bare bones. It's simple.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
I guess so.
Great
I guess
players
is,
playing
yeah.
their shit.
Yeah.
Like,
the Sea Boys is kind of the same way.
I like that
like,
place,
he's doing, Steve is made a great room there too, and a lot of the gallery bands are playing in there.
We played there.
Did you like it there?
Yeah, it was great.
It was great, man.
We did a residency.
It's got a little vibe. It's not.
When did you do that?
Oh, was
September?
September?
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
You gonna do a residency again, like when you come back from tour, or you gonna take a nap? Probably.
I mean, well, maybe a nap, but yeah, we don't have a plan. Any plans
do you have any South by Southwest plans? Because that's you're coming back right in the.
It's kind of like we're hoping. I mean, the timing of this was kind of built around a big push,
of course,
right into South by. And
right.
That's. We were trying to release it in like August, and our manager was like, "Nope, like we're gonna wait. We're gonna do it right. It's gonna take time."
And we were also trying to get some label help from somebody to release this record,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I mean, I think it's turned out for the best. But like, you know, if somebody was to step to us and be like, "Hey, you know, mm-hmm. like let us distribute
we're
your record,"
searching we wouldn't say no. Elusive record deal at South by Southwest.
Yeah,
they just walk up to you and
yeah, that, they hand them out with your like you know boarding pass.
Yeah. Well. It seems like what's the clap? I'm sorry, but what is the clapping song?
Oh yeah, Clap Hands. It's
like
a,
that song. Like
it's
I don't
a cover.
Understand why
it's
oh,
like
it
a, it's a cover of a Shirley Ellis song that it's and hers is called the hand clapping song. And then in the middle of it, we bust out a couple verses from Tom Waits' Clap Hands. So it's
oh,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
a medley.
Yeah,
of
yeah,
like
yeah.
Some, and then you know we do our own thing with it a mm-hmm. little bit.
That's cool that you go to Tom Waits as a reference.
Yeah, man.
Were you a fan?
Yeah,
Tim's exactly. the biggest fan.
Because your voice is. Is rough and you
well,
found a guy.
I think your voice
like,
rough is rough because
like,
yeah.
Oh, when I was younger, I
listen
was
to
like,
him.
Oh,
you know,
like,
he sounds just like Tom Waits.
Yeah, yeah, man. I, like he was very formative and like in terms of.
Did you hear his interview on Fresh Air?
No.
He made
a recent
him,
one.
He, no, it was a few years ago. He was talking about he made himself sound like that, and he was like, "I was this real weird like 16-year-old kid that was."
Yeah,
he's
man.
Like
yeah.
he did it.
He
for
doesn't
so
sound
long,
like that.
He ended up talking like that.
Yeah, I remember reading him talking about how he was like, you know, playing piano in like a country club or something like that. Like it's like an 18-year-old and like, you know, what's that Frank Sinatra? A Very Good Year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like there's all these old dudes like, what do you mean when you were 17? You still are 17. You know what I mean? That type of thing.
Yeah.
He's one of those dudes that's just been like 65 years old his whole life. So.
Yeah. Yeah. He totally has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to me, like he doesn't get bad. Like he's still great. Like mm-hmm. whenever I hear
yeah.
something,
of his, I love that new record. That new is Bad as Me, the newest thing.
I think that's the last.
Is that
one.
Like a couple
yeah.
years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
2 years
yeah, maybe
ago.
That's when he was on Fresh Air.
Yeah, yeah, that was that's an amazing record, man. And I like, well, maybe not now. The last few have kind of had similar shades, but like throughout his career, like you know what I mean. If you go from like Heart Attack and Vine to Swordfish Trombones, that's a pretty big change.
Yeah.
If you go from like Foreign Affairs to Blue Valentine, that's a pretty
yeah,
big change
yeah.
as well. Like a lot of he can do, he has done a lot of different things. And I think,
and it's
ahead.
Interesting is that people interpret his song, like people do his songs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's completely different kinds of people do his songs.
And
they
the last
10
years,
so well.
He's like, I mean, he's, you know, he's always been, you know, well respected as a songwriter.
Yeah.
But it seems like in the last 10 years, it's like, you know.
Yeah, he's like legendary
Tom,
status.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. He's,
sure.
he's gone to legendary status. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I would be surprised if he was.
I don't think he is, but I mean, is Neil Young in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He probably is.
Yeah.
He's probably in like three times.
Yeah. I think Crazy Horse is too.
For real.
Yeah, then four times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil Young's in there.
Just let him keep on getting every year he comes up.
Yeah.
Again. We just want to make sure you guys realize
every band you've
alive.
Ever been in
yeah.
is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's not that.
You've been on a big Neil Young kick, right?
You have?
Yeah, I mean, always. Yeah, I love Neil Young.
What do you like? There was a record that came out recently that I didn't like at all, where he was doing like "Oh Susanna" and shit like that.
Yeah. Oh, he did that into like. One of Jack White's like old like the equivalent of like a photo booth. There's like it's like a sonic
right.
Like, how
oh that's where
oh that's
at?
How Elvis recorded his first thing right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
like
go
yeah.
in and press a 45.
Like. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe like a wire recorder or something like
oh,
that.
Crazy.
Jack White has one of these in I think Neil Young just went in there and recorded all these like a collection of songs. You know I haven't listened to that whole thing yet, but like yeah, there's some interesting choices for covers on there for sure.
Yeah, I guess just after you've made so many albums and written so many great songs, like "Oh Susanna,"
yeah.
sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah.
You're just kind of bored.
Well, Bob Dylan just put out an album of like, you know, basically the real book, like you know, jazz standards, like Like every
song.
Is that
the thing that he gave out 50,000 copies to the people of AARP?
Yeah. You got to be 60 or over.
Every song
to
on
get
that
a copy
record has been done by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't wait to hear that. Though.
I mean, but it's great, you know.
That's crazy.
Probably wouldn't be make my top 20 Dylan albums, but you know.
And Springsteen did a similar thing.
Did he? With what?
Well, I guess he was doing like Pete Seeger stuff. It was only Pete Seeger stuff, wasn't it?
Oh, right.
But he was doing like folk standard classic.
Yeah,
like,
and he did that with a big band and like, you know, Springsteen's going to bring the party anyways.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's funny. He's a guy that like, he is so, his character is so defined.
Someone
sent me a YouTube of him doing the Monster Mash on Halloween show. It literally sounded like some guy imitating Bruce Springsteen singing the Monster Mash. Like he was doing so much Springsteen in his thing.
They did the mash. They did the Monster Mash.
It was. I can't even
just
do
shaking
it,
his
it was
hips,
so
man.
Fucking amazing.
In a way that men's hips aren't supposed to move, man. Yeah.
Oh, no, and also he did that Lord song.
Oh my God.
Royals, did you hear that?
I love that song.
I didn't
It's a great
that.
Song.
I'm gonna listen to that.
It sounds like a guy, like, hey, check this out. This is my imitation of Bruce Springsteen doing Lord.
Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Bruce Springsteen, he can be so good, and he can also put out, like, some albums that just...
I think that has to happen. Like Prince,
totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
Prince
you know,
is
you're going to put out
bad.
That many albums. Yeah. And McCartney, like... Stevie Wonder, even. I mean, Jesus, I don't want to hear I Just Called to Say I Love You.
Right.
I still think Springsteen's keynote at South by Southwest is like
that
the greatest
amazing.
Thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. That was. Like,
I listened to it twice in a row.
On the back of your neck type inspiring.
Yeah.
Really good.
Are you guys, did you say you were in? You were accepted?
Yeah. South by. Yeah, we're going to do South by. Okay. I'm not sure. Like
we didn't do it last year.
Are you doing a lot of shows?
I think so. Like last year, we didn't even apply last year because the year before we were just so burnt out on it. And like our showcase was like the worst show we'd ever had during South by. You know what I mean?
The last official South by show that I played in 2009 was literally the worst public show I've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, South by is set up for that. Like that happens all over town.
Failure.
Yeah. Here you go, 20 minutes.
But you're in an exciting position.
Yeah,
I mean, hopefully they'll be able to pull together some press for you and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, you know, really, South by Southwest, when you're putting out a record, in my estimation, outside of that one that I played, but even like the whole days leading up to it, like I was on every radio station, you know, everyone's here, everyone's ready to do a thing, and, you know, it helps you out a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good platform to do your thing, and I think we'll play as much as possible.
Yeah, we
got
an open door, man. Somebody's got a party.
Yeah,
right.
We're down to play.
We'll get on there for sure.
Do you guys ever play people's houses? Do people ever ask you to play their wedding?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man.
You guys make some good money doing that, huh?
Yeah.
So
that,
we
that's how
Skyrocket.
We support
that's,
it.
Yeah. Are you able to do more private stuff? God, I didn't even think about that.
We
until
do.
Just now.
We do a fair amount of private shows.
Yeah, I mean,
do you guys work in covers for those?
We do, but like, I mean, it's still
not
like a 90.
No,
not
never
break
house.
No.
Never
no.
play that.
Even though
music.
The Commodores do have some funky stuff.
No,
yeah,
but
yeah.
There's like that and Play That Funky Music, White Boy, and Mustang Sally are just like, you don't have to
that's
play
off
those
the
songs
table.
Anymore.
Yeah. But it's nice that we can still do mostly original.
When we first started out, we did a show that was just all Stax music all night.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learned like 4 hours of Stax tunes.
We can kind
of
dip into
so
that bag.
So for covers, for weddings, you know, like we can go refresh. Like we have like, you know,
yeah,
a ton of
it seems
classic
like you
soul
dudes
music.
Could do like 3 classic soul songs that everybody knew and then just play your own shit for the rest of the night. Because
I mean, they're just getting faced anyways. You know, like, so like...
And we've got covers in our set now, but we try to like pick them really like
strategically.
Yeah,
what are they? I was going to ask
we
you.
We do that Parliament song, Coming Out of the Rain.
Mm-hmm. It's,
What is that on?
It's on Osmium. It's Osmium.
They made up fucking words like crazy.
Yeah.
They're the kings of it.
Man. What else do we cover right now?
We were doing Rafael Sadiq's.
We're doing some Rafael Sadiq for a while.
That's cool.
I can't remember our set right now.
I mean, we got a cover song.
I mean, you guys have a like what the sets that you're gonna play like at Continental Club and at Empire, and then on your tour, are you doing like a 2-hour show?
Yeah, pretty much.
On the road, you'll do a 2-hour show.
We'll probably have to.
I mean, you have a lot of fucking material
up in the ski towns. Like
we'll stretch three.
It's like 3 hours. which is fine. I mean,
we've got it. If we had to, we could probably fill 4 hours.
Yeah.
Right now.
I mean, but
you should be able to. I mean, you've been together a while. Yeah. You got a few records out.
Yeah.
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 It's nice to like just go up there and like hit an hour and it's all 10, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But whatever. Energy-wise, I mean.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Those are tough. Like, I just came from Skyrocket. We did like 3 1-hour sets on Friday and then 2 hour-and-a-half sets on. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You guys do a lot of private stuff as well.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. These were both private. One of them was like a costume thing and it was like a dance all night, you know.
Yeah.
Right. No, it's slowing super it fun, down. Though. It is super fun.
That's cool.
It is. It still is super fun. I mean, it's fun to do because it's, we essentially bring the same sort of, we bring the party to the people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Same thing that you do.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling.
Well,
you
great,
know,
man.
You're not laying some fucking death trip on anyone or like bumming them out.
Yeah.
You're literally like just basically like having a good time. Like,
everybody gets super happy.
And everybody has a good time. That is a great thing.
That's kind of what our new album's about. Like, not to like, you know, it's not just a dance party, but it's about that feeling. Like you
that
know.
Feeling. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be stupid to have a good time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Dance music can be great, and yours is.
Thanks, man.
It really is, man. Harmonism.
Harmonism.
Available in stores now and on the internet.
Yeah. On the interwebs.
Yeah.
TBurnandBreaks.com.
TBurnandBreaks.com.
And you guys are going everywhere. Like.
Yeah,
I mean,
after South By, we're going to go East Coast, and then, like, after that, we'll probably go up to Chicago, you know what I mean? So
yeah. So Thursday, January 29th, Waterloo Records, that's, like, at 5, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Friday, January 30th, the Continental Club in Austin. Yeah. Saturday, January 31st, Empire Control Room in Austin, that's this Saturday. And then next weekend starts the tour. Starting
next weekend, we'll
Dub
be in
dot,
Dallas.
Club
Dada,
yeah,
basically.
And then off to the fabulous city of Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
And then
have
just
you played
like,
that club out there?
What is it called?
What is that called?
Live Oaks?
Live Oaks?
I think the places I played when I used to play Monroe might be gone.
Yeah. Maybe. This place is pretty new, but this place is awesome.
It
really?
Is awesome,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a built-in party. People love to party in that town.
They get down, man.
Yeah.
Like, we just, I mean, the first time we played there, it was like a full house, like pretty big room. Like,
yeah.
Just like,
I was really surprised.
Yeah.
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 That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's awesome. Well, people can find you guys at TBurnandTheBreaks.com and everything is there.
Yes, sir.
Like you can, the Twitters, the Instagrams,
mm-hmm. All the videos, all the music.
All the grams.
Videos, the music. Videos are great.
Thanks.
You're going to make some more videos.
Yeah, well, maybe, I imagine we'll probably just pull a bunch of footage from this tour. Make something out of that.
Yeah. Do you have someone that's going to, is there another person that's going to travel with you guys to help at all?
Uh-uh.
You just sell merch after the show?
Yeah, we do. Like, try and get the girls to do that because that helps numbers.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
People want to talk to them anyways. So they don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Not really.
Man, I'm really flattered that you came over the day before your record came out
man,
to do this.
We're flattered
and
to be here. Thank you so
well,
much,
cool,
man.
I'm really glad that we were able
it's
to
good
do
to
this.
See you again,
yeah,
too,
it's great
man.
To
it's
see you. Yeah,
somebody needs to reopen Momo somewhere else, and we can all hang out again.
Yeah.
Paul did. It was called Zirzamine in New York.
Yeah.
I played there.
Yeah, we never played there.
Yeah,
we played in that place. He was
Hill
managing.
Country.
Yeah, that's pretty well.
Yeah.
How did you like that place? I love that place.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a. You know, people are eating barbecue and we're the band in the back kind of thing. At least that was my experience. But yeah. Maybe it was, not the one in Brooklyn, the one in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, we play there, we play events for them. Like,
really?
They have us up there, yeah.
There's a bunch
sets.
Of them, though, right? There's like four.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mean to bad mouth it.
Oh, no.
It's just like, yeah.
No, not at all. I can totally understand
that's
that.
Good,
I mean,
we're going to be playing like four of them.
Well, those guys.
Oh, tight. Scratch that.
Those guys are from here, and
are they?
Yeah, and they're like, I mean, like everyone in Skyrocket's, you know, older than you guys.
Okay.
And so when they lived here, they would go see all of our bands. So the fact that we're all in the band together, like, they freak out over that
shit.
Yeah. And so whenever they have events of their own, even like. Their own birthday parties and shit, they have us up there.
That's
so,
awesome, man.
It's a big family reunion.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I will say this. I was not feeling 100% the last time that we played there, and it was nauseating. being in the smell of just barbecue just like for hours.
Yeah.
Trying to sing. Plus, also, it's like you get
fed, but being fed at a barbecue joint is always like getting fed at a club is always appreciated. But at a barbecue joint, if you like eat a big plate of barbecue 2 hours before you play,
No. I know what you mean.
You can't play with the itis, man.
Yeah, that's no knock against them.
No.
That's just the nature of the game.
Yeah.
It's physics.
You got to eat it in the hotel room at like 2 a.m.
Yeah. And then your whole hotel room smells like that. So when you wake up in the morning, you go,
then you go to a coma for a week.
Well, thank you guys for coming out. Harmonism is the album. Is there anything that I'm missing?
No, man. I think you're coming out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, say hi to John Reedy for me. Hopefully, I'll see him at Waterloo.
Yeah, man.
And congratulations. Really, like, I'm stoked about this album for you guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Coming together in harmonism. Yeah, T-Bird and the Breaks. Man, it was great having those guys in. Quick turnaround too, man. This is literally tonight, the day before this podcast comes out, just hours before I put it out. And also just hours before their record is available. That's right. You can get Harmonism right now. Go on the iTunes, pick it up. Go to the Waterloo on Thursday, January 29th. Pick it up. You'll see me there at the live show. Friday, January 30th, they will be at the Continental Club doing a record release. And Saturday, January 31st, at the Empire Control Room and Garage over there on in the downtown area. All right? Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. I want to thank those guys for coming by on such a busy time for them. This record is incredible. It is a great time, and I suggest you go out there and pick it up. All right? T-Bird and the Breaks. You can find out more about them at tbirdandthebreaks.com. They are coming to a town near you. They're doing this West Coast tour, so if you live out on the West Coast and you heard this, you got to get into it. Don't forget, while you're out there on the internet checking out T-Bird and the Breaks, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And you can also like our Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Johnny Gowdy. Congratulations to T-Bird and the Breaks and their fabulous new album, Harmonism. Get out there and get involved with them. T-BirdandTheBreaks.com. Let's hear some more music from Harmonism. T-Bird and the Breaks, congratulations on your new album. Let's get down.
Of my body.